Episode 1 is now recording.
Yoo-hoo.
Yoo.
Here we go.
How's it going? What's the story?
What is up, peeps?
Picked a bad time to drink our water. Where are you, sorry?
Oh, we done it as well at the exact same time.
Welcome to the Water Podcast. You drink, we drink. What's the story? My name is Louis, and I'm here with my best friend, Wes.
What's the crack?
And this is just a little something I've been looking to do. A podcast from me to you to just chat.
Having the bants, see, talking.
Shoot the shit, have the talks, and talk about Adam in general.
Hopefully, you can all relate to how fucked up we are.
Yeah.
I'll try to refrain from language.
Yeah, fuck's sake. But now, to kick it all off, I thought one of the best things to talk about would be something that's very passionate to me, and that's gaming. I know gaming is passionate to us as well.
I'm a Fallout junkie. That's my thing. Fallout 4, for anybody that knows it. You don't know shit, because I know better.
Well, there's people out there on PC now probably done like 10.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Like, we'll keep it to consoles. Nope.
But for people out there who do like PC and mods, this fella has built everything on vanilla console. So,
yeah. Put that lead away. So that's, yeah, back what we're going to be talking about a lot about gaming and stuff. Well, you might hear a lot of Fallout references from me.
But to introduce ourselves a little bit, we're best mates, probably what now, 14 years?
Yeah, is it?
Yeah,
14, 27. 15? I don't know, yeah, it's a long fucking time, anyway.
We both grew up in Ballymun, we both went on the same career path, we're both actors, both on TV and all that as well, like...
Both gamers, both everything, both done shit together. So we're going to be sitting here chatting to you for the next while about gaming, hopefully you can relate to it.
Do you remember what age you were when we started gaming?
Me?
Yeah.
I was...
The other person in the room.
Fuck you, right? I was... Oh, man, I don't actually know. I was about six, maybe.
Six?
Five? Not six. Yeah, five or six, maybe.
No.
I think I was seven when I got my first PlayStation.
I think I was out the way home, and I had, like, my Super Nintendo set up over there.
You had a bomber, a joypad in your hands.
Yeah. Wasn't plugged in there, mind you, but I was in my hands.
That's why you start complaining when your dad cut the cord. What the fuck? I can't play anything.
the probably the pad cord, not my cord.
That was a bit of a weird joke. But anyway, I was about seven when I got my first PlayStation. Yeah. Wait, what were you? Just say you.
I was really young. I was like probably three. I started looking at the holding the pad.
And three.
That Super Nintendo there, man. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, just holding the pad and then learning. Like
you were three.
Yeah. One of my earliest memories is playing Zelda.
Actually, yeah, I forgot about the Super Nintendo. I can't even remember. I had a Sega actually. What am I saying? I had a Sega when I was about four or five.
Sonic Boy.
Yeah, Sonic and Streets of Rage. Was that on? That was Sega, wasn't it?
Yeah. One or two. People always go with like two.
Streets of Rage 2. Man, all the way. That's the one with the Axel and the...
Yeah,
the Axel. What's the other deal with the black guy on the rollerblades?
Axel and...
And then the... There was three dudes, wasn't there? There was the girl. I just know Axel. But I didn't even pick him all the time. I used to always pick the rollerblade dude because he was the fastest.
Was that him, Julie?
Yeah. I have no idea, man. I just remember how deadly that game was.
I remember playing it when I came to the PS3, and not everybody had that special like uppercut move.
Yeah,
it took me a while.
I couldn't complete it though, because I was only four. But
I remember if you don't Axel's uppercut, it always sounded like you were saying "get the fuck." If you look at it, it was you going "get the fuck." I was really young when I was playing Zelda. And
I never really got into Zelda. I know you're mad.
Start Zelda. You wake up in your house and your uncle leaves the gaff, leaves you on your own in the middle of the night, so you follow him in the middle of the rain and give you a sword and shield, and the whole idea to start a little tutorial, you go down to the basement of the castle and you save her. But as you go down, it's this big ball and chain guard.
Yeah, I always thought Zelda was who you were.
I think a lot of people
are. I don't think that was the only one. Oh, honest to God though, yeah, I was part of that group. I always thought is Zelda not a girl's name? And he'd be like, that's not Zelda. I was like, what the fuck is his name? That's Link. Link? What kind of fucking name is that?
Well, it's whatever name you want.
I don't know.
Remember doing that and saving Zelda. I got past the big ball of Jengar and I got her. And then I went, I paused the game. Couldn't believe it. Heart race. I ran into my mom. Mommy, where's daddy? He's in work. Get him, come home. I got the princess. You fucking sure you get daddy home? You have the princess.
Is Link an elf? What's the crack? Because he has... That's what I was going to... He goes around wearing that little elf hat. He has pointy shoes and all that. No, he doesn't.
Pointy shoes.
No, so he just looks like a fucking elf. I'm sorry, man. Ocarina, I was dwelling on that.
In Ocarina at the time, he's it's implied that he's a fairy because he comes from the Coke
Room. A fairy?
No, not a fairy. No, not a fairy. He has a fairy. Pixie. No, no. I'm going to butcher the word. Kokiri? Kokiri? It's the name of the forest that he's from, but he's actually Hyrulean. Hyrulean. But
it does have a lot of good lore and history about it.
There's a timeline that people hadn't got a clue about, and only a few years ago they released that all the games are connected.
That new one on the Switch, there's a new game on the Switch, that Zelda game looks beast.
Breath of the World.
That actually looks alright.
It's an open world thing.
Yeah, that's, so I'm mad into the open world games.
It's like Skyrim. See them mountains?
Basically, yeah.
See them mountains? You can go there.
Skyrim is my game. That's, in my opinion, best of all time.
Again, there were people who ever listened to this, and you probably game. Play on a PC with mods. Me and Wes are vanilla.
Keep that in mind if there's any PC gamers. Yeah,
you don't play with mods.
I would lose my whole life though if I played on a PC with mods.
We're 7 years of Skyrim vanilla,
You know what I'm like already with Fallout.
Yeah.
And then I found the mods, and that's on console. If we had a badass PC that could handle a lot of mods, my God, man.
If people are into Wes's things, again, he had to restart. He didn't back up his saves when he got his pro. So
that's a pain. That was it.
I won't take him long though. But if you ever want to look at his the sanctuaries and makes now again.
Yeah, I should do something. I should put them on YouTube.
Them up for you.
Yeah, if there's any feedback about that, I'll show you my shit. I'm dead proud of that, man, boy. I'm pure OCD with the decorating. Oh, that reminds me. I only recently found a mod on Fallout where you could decorate stuff without getting knocked over. So any Fallout players that might understand,
if you dog put me, bottles the on dog the bar or cigarettes
companion
in your
that runs around knocking shit over, man, I swear. Oh,
dog me.
Full right, so yeah, anyway. I told you to be Fallout fucking references.
We'll always fall back to Fallout, we will. do you remember the first game we played together?
It wasn't Silent Hill 2, was it?
No, it was a PS1 game.
Oh, yeah.
The 31st game.
Spider-Man?
That was the second game. You won't get it, unless you think of all your old PS1 games.
No, wait, I can't think of a fucking... I don't know, man, I had a few of them. Tenchu?
No, Action Movie Star.
Action Movie Star? James Bond fucking...
No, he's with Jade up.
No, you're going to just tell me.
Jackie Chan Stuntmaster.
Holy shit, man, do you remember that game? No way! Oh man, we completely forgot about that. That was fucking... I'd love to play that again.
That was
a fucking... I actually told you about that game, didn't I? And then...
I couldn't finish the thing, man.
I couldn't get through the level and I was like, yeah, you do it. And you just flew through the thing and I was delighted with life.
Mutual friend of ours, Rob.
Man, I completely fucking forgot about that
game. Mutual friend of ours, Rob, kind of introduced us together as well to each other. And then we just knocked over the Wes and went up. And then Wes's room was... Wes was in the room. He had his big wicker chair. He just sitting in it. Playing the game.
The big wicker chair. Do you remember that fucking thing? It was like a big throne, man. Finding bits of it in my bed and all.
It'd be like if Game of Thrones on a home store tomorrow version. Just a big wicker chair with a big back on it.
Yeah, man, it was like the most comfortable, uncomfortable fucking chair ever.
You were there playing Jackie Chan Stuntmaster. But then Spider-Man came out there.
Yeah. Spider-Man was deadly though.
We were both good at Spider-Man, but what really sold Spider-Man for us was a password. It changed the game, but it didn't change the story. It just...
Oh, was it that banana fucking thing?
The what if contest.
Yeah,
it painted a layer of the
levels,
comedy.
Yeah, one of the levels was like fucking floating bananas and all.
No, it was like, it was Spider-Man 1 for the PS1 for people who are wondering.
I'm thinking of the second game has that then. No, Spider-Man 2 has a what if thing as
well. Yeah, I think the first one was funnier, I think. Like every level had something that you could notice. Like there was remember the smog was on the ground, so that's where you couldn't fall.
Yeah, I actually can't remember.
There was a quote where Spider-Man said, if you just close up the chimneys, you'd be like putting a banana in a tailpipe.
Oh, yeah.
And then on the normal game, you just close this chimney, like you put a lid in it. But in the what if contest, you put
the
password in.
Yeah.
It's a banana going into a tailpipe, basically. Yeah. And all other bits and bobs,
That was a good game. That was I liked the way you could get all the different suits and all in it.
That
used to wreck my head the way you couldn't go to the ground. But then they brought the second one out where you could go to the ground, but there was no fucking people or nothing.
Did you have a second one?
Yeah. There was only one mission where you could go onto the streets.
I remember it was Shocker Electro.
And it was shit. The only people around were the bad guys, and there was probably about six of them.
Well, we did get Spider-Man 2 down the line.
That made up for it, yeah.
But he was Campbell and all the help.
But he still did it with Spider-Man 1. You couldn't go down onto the ground. I was like, what the fuck?
That game was, I can't remember now. It probably has an age, but that game was fun.
Plays the Green Goblin in that game and all. Do you remember? I was looking at a cheat or something.
That game was good by the Oscorp level. You had to infiltrate the fucking I just remember that sticking out. I was like, this is bollocks. I don't want to do this. Spider-Man 1, he had to sneak into Oscorp. And it was just like real contained walkways. Oh,
you had to sneak to the shadows.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, this is...
That was
like,
actually not... If I'd say if you play that game, it's actually not bad.
Never know, man. Games don't age.
I used to... Like, I like stealth games, but at the time, I was like, I'm fucking Spider-Man. What am I sneaking around for? You know what I mean? Like... So I don't know. I'd like to. I wouldn't mind playing that again or something.
Speaking of Spidey, what next month we have a new Spider-Man game?
Yeah, man. I can't fucking wait. That's gonna be. I didn't know it was going back to like they'd have all the characters in it.
You haven't seen the trailer yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, we should watch it after this. All right, we might put a little break in here. If you know break to use, listen at home. But we'll take a break for like a little quick.
Just so I can check that trailer out and then go. Holy shit! What the fuck's up? Start talking about it. Yeah, I can't wait, man. Oh, Spider-Man. Yeah, Spider-Man.
But Tenchu as well, that was another game that we bonded
over. Tenchu, that's, yeah, no, I said Tenchu, that earlier. Really, that is a game for anybody who does not know about Tenchu. If you like, no, it hasn't, but it's gone to shit now. But
draw distance galore, like.
The games originally are for the PS1 and 2, and lads, if any is like ninja games or stealth games, and you like playing retro games, check this shit out. Tenchu. Just Tenchu. Tenchu, motherfucker.
What's this? Sesame Street, is it?
No, it's I don't know, man. I get excited.
No, it was
good for its
time.
Really,
like, it was a game that like really pushed the...
It was a fucking revolutionary game, that was.
But it really pushed the thing of do not attack people, because you will not bow well once you get like,
yeah,
squared
it,
up
it
on.
Forced you to do, kind of do the stealth a bit. You like, had to use stealth. It was all about stealth. That's why I enjoyed it, you know. But the AI was pretty sweet as well.
Number 2 was a prequel that added so much more and also had a pretty cool level editor.
There was little things that were just so much sweeter about that game as well, because you could put your little things, like you could put your sword in your shield. Yeah. You know, you could actually put your sword, because in the first game you couldn't. That just pissed me off. Like, why can't I put me fucking in the game? Basically, you're a ninja, yeah, and you run around with your sword in your hand constantly in the first game. So I was like, why doesn't he put it away? That just is, I don't know, it's just fucking bugged the shit.
Again, for people,
I'm a nitpicker of a gamer. Sorry, but
a nitpicker.
But that's that. But then they put that into number 2, and that was amazing. I was like, oh yes.
Did you put it in number 3?
Because they even made it better that when you put the sword away, you could run faster.
Kind of
with
like,
it away. You know what I mean? So it was worth
your weapon
putting
away,
it away. You know what I mean? Which was good. But then, Tenchu Wrath of Heaven, which is the third one, came out. And they took it away again.
I can't remember.
You can't put your sword away. I was like, what the fuck? What's snapping? But the game was beast.
Do you remember the two secret characters in each game? Well, one in each game.
Which Tatsumaru.
Number 2.
He was one of the characters in this Tenchu game, but he was like a badass motherfucking character. And
he had
was
a sword,
secret
but he
character.
Used it. And I don't know. Like, if you say he's badass, yeah, but where his sword was fucking stupid.
On his back? No, it wasn't.
It was on his back, like his belt.
Yeah, but it was on his back. The sword was basically placed on his back, but like
horizontally
across, kind of like where his hips were.
So if
that,
he was on the
but
run,
it was cool because
he was
could slash quickly
between,
with it.
But if he's on the run between two buildings, he's
yeah,
just
you
go,
could just
boom,
whip it out. Like
his
yeah, in fairness, that was like I used to think.
Like
does he not get
room,
caught in
a
doorway
like
a or something?
With a stick going through a doorway.
But they don't go through doorways. They're fucking ninjas, right?
They go over the doorways. Do you remember the Rat of Heaven secret character?
Rat of Heaven secret. Which one? Remember that Michael Jackson looking motherfucker in the game?
I can't
remember his name.
It was like an
evil boss villain in the game,
like,
and he had a big Michael Jackson head with a fucking machine.
No, it was
gun.
A puppet that he made. It was a robot.
Yeah, but it looked like
Matthew May or something.
It looked too like it couldn't have been no coincidence.
Yeah,
you know, I was like, that looks way too like fucking. But why? You know what I mean? Why? Like in a fucking ninja game, let's just make this guy look like Michael Jackson.
Somebody who like fucking MJ. But we have a Tenchu.
Oh,
the doctor.
Fucking big doctor. He was shit though.
But he changed the game.
He had poison needle things.
But he had death animations. As in like when he like you know like Mortal Kombat now with the finishing.
He was like a special
you see the
arms
breaking
yeah.
and all that.
Yeah.
Tenchu did that. So when he broke someone's neck,
he
showed an x-ray of a head going around.
He was the doctor dude. He was a doctor.
Doctor by day, assassin by
night. Yeah, that's what it was. He was actually pretty cool.
And he changed the dynamic. The way a Tenchu game started, like each level started, you picked your equipment.
Yeah.
And you had like limited items. And
the only thing I didn't get about that character.
Tenchu had to buy his items.
Buy his items? What you mean?
Tenchu had gold and he had unlimited items, but he had to buy them.
Oh, yeah.
And then you pick gold up off the bodies at
the
end.
Only thing, again, back to the nitpicking game, and I liked that character. He was cool.
Yeah,
no, I didn't mind the hands thing, like, because it was cool the way he broke the bones and all. His fucking shoes, man.
What?
His fucking shoes. I swear to God, I told you I'm that much of a nitpicker. his do you know them, the samurai shoes, the wooden yokes?
Yeah,
the kind of like two blocks shoes, on a block of wood. Do you know them shoes?
Yeah,
he wore them, I think. Did he? And that was like, how the fuck are you supposed to sneak around with that one? Maybe he didn't, unless he wore like slippers or something. I think he kind of, I could be wrong here actually, right? But I just picture him in them.
I'm googling tissue shoes. I'm
Google that now. Like, I don't know.
Weird shit. Again, Amazon. Hang on.
I don't know. See, I told you, man, I'm a fucking weirdo when it comes to getting. I'm like, what's wrong with that? Why? It doesn't make sense logically, you know what I mean? I know, am I wrong?
Don't know.
No, I'm wrong actually. He does. Wearing, like, he has slippers.
He's wearing like Air Max slippers.
He has slippers, but maybe there's another fucking. I could have sworn I saw it in the game somewhere, man.
Probably one of the guards in the fucking robes when you go inside the spa. It's like the first level of each game is nearly the fucking same. Kill the pimp and the fucking
in Tenchu.
Yeah, the first level. Like,
I think the first level in Wrath of Heaven is identical. I think, well, not identical.
It was a callback to the first.
It was definitely a reference to the first Tenchu game. Yeah.
Like, if I come, like, anyway, now we're talking about Tenchu level. We'll never go on past the third game because Wes never played the fourth game.
Well, the rest of them went shit. That's why, like,
because Ricky Mario wasn't important for you.
True that. Yeah, he was the best.
Again, like Tenchu, like any other games in PS1, there was two characters like Resident Evil, like Chris and Jill. Tenchu,
there was Ricky Mario. Ayame was the girl, and then there was another dude called Tatsumaru, but he's part of the story. He turns into a bad
character. You have to finish the game to get him, kind of thing, or put a code in.
Either way, fuck that, man. When they got rid of him, I gave up hope. I was like, no.
Well, he wasn't the first game because, like, it was a sequel. Like, the second game was a prequel to the first game. So
yeah, I know.
It's explained. Well, he brought back Wrath of Heaven, a multiplayer mode.
Yeah, I know. He was in Wrath of Heaven. You could play as him as in Wrath of Heaven. Yeah.
Could remember that now.
Wrath of Heaven was the last game that you could play as him in.
Was that not in multiplayer mode?
You could play as him in multiplayer mode too, as well.
I remember they had that weird fucking go into the future mission.
Ricky Mario was in
the year 2020X or something like that.
Yeah, that was a hidden mission in the game.
And yeah, it's like
a reboot. You had to kill the CEO dude.
Yeah,
he has
a big Deus Ex mission.
That was fucked up, but that was really cool actually though.
I remember I texted you, remember in CEX 2-year-old 50, should I pick this game up? And I was like, nah, maybe not. I was like, I don't know, because I wanted a second pad.
What was the first ever PS1 game you ever played?
Hercules.
Really?
Hercules PS1.
That was the first ever PS1 game.
Oh, I played or I owned?
You've ever played both?
Resident Evil.
Resident
Which
owned or played?
I played it. I got lent out my Uncle Jason.
That was the first
That game came out, 20 odd years ago?
Yeah, I know.
But yesterday, just finished that game for the very first time.
On the PS1, like?
No, the HD remaster. And I didn't die once.
How the fuck did you do that?
Because I'm a fucking boss.
But like, I played the first one, but I never got into them.
I was Jill on easy, so
well,
was
I played first three. Oh, is the third one Nemesis? Yeah. I played up until that one,
I'm different. I played from four on. I could never play the first three because I was too young and I couldn't grasp the concept.
Well, that's why I never finished either any of them because I was too young and I scared the shit.
One and two. Two is coming out in January, completely remastered. The RE7
really is Silent Hill though.
Silent Hill was my, like, I couldn't play Resident Evil, but Silent Hill was my jam. Or you could do Silent Hill in Silent
I remember the old PS1 demos.
Yeah.
And Silent Hill was on it. No, but you could only play the first part of the mission where you're in the.
It was a special demo disc, which was Silent Hill now.
Silent Hill, yeah.
And it came free.
I'm sure everybody
knows. It came free with another game. Another game was.
What?
Metal Gear.
It came free with.
Metal Gear Solid. Yeah, you had. Metal Gear has two discs, so you know those, like, the two layer
jewel
case. Yeah,
but I didn't know. We had Silent Hill on a demo, man.
Silent Hill 1 was the demo.
There was two levels, the opening
where you do the nightmare scene, then the boss into the cafe.
That's the only part.
The first half of the school.
No, I didn't do any school then.
There was two. They had, like, an opening. Or you had diner and school, I think. I could be wrong.
I can't remember that. But the only part I remember is when you're in that coffee shop and the only thing you do is walk around the coffee shop and
you pick stuff up. There's a radio, the map, there's the gun.
Yeah, that's it. And then the thing smashes through the window and that the game goes off. I was like, what happens now?
The car goes, yeah.
So I remember scared shit out of me though. And for some reason, I don't know why, man, I still played it again. Like just that demo again. I played it again thinking there was something else and I knew that was coming, but like I was shitting, expecting the thing, you know what I mean?
I remember that. Here's an old game you probably go, I remember that. Do you remember Dino Crisis?
I know, yeah.
It's like Resident Evil with dinosaurs.
I remember. Do you remember Turok?
I never played it, but I do know
that. That was beast.
That was on PS3 and all that.
Turok was class. I played that on the Nintendo 64 and it was fucking deadly, man. I remember I used to live in Blanche years ago when I was a kid, like, and there was this other kid, I can't really remember his name, but he had the game, like,
listen to this now, broken heart.
Could be, I can't remember, man.
Hole his Turok.
This is way back when. I used to live in fucking, it doesn't matter, but anyway, I just remember he had Turok, and the game was savage, because you could use a bow and stuff like that in it, like,
a lot of hole, like,
yeah, it was like, something different. It was not, like not Far a gun. Cry Primer.
I never played that.
But, yeah. Like, even obviously on the Nintendo 64, like, and it was good though. It was pretty decent.
64.
You could do, there was like a multiplayer on, it was a versus mode and shit like that on it.
Look, if you're on 64, you're not going to beat GoldenEye or Mario Kart.
Oh no, GoldenEye was my game, man. I remember that mission, what was it called? The Frigid.
The boat.
Yeah, it was like a boat. It was called the Frigid, the boat.
The Frigid, yeah.
Yeah, and you had to plant like a bug and
well,
stuff.
The boat
like
wasn't
that.
A Frigid.
That was the.
it did say it met someone on
Who
Tomless.
Did the boat meet?
The boat did say it met someone on Tomless.
Any young ones now, young ones listening to this, would be like, hey, where was the Frigid? What do you mean?
Well, was
he was on
mission,
a boat with somebody who was a Frigid? He had to plant a bug, what? 007?
What?
No, we're talking about GoldenEye for all you kids out there, is before your time. On the Nintendo 64.
And
it was
play
one of the first James Bond games.
It does not hold up to this day.
Well, no, not now, yeah. don't play it now, you'll be disappointed.
Unless you have rose tinted glasses.
Remember the Versus mode on it?
That was amazing.
That was like a split 4 play. Yeah. Yeah, that was fucking class. And you could pick any character.
Slap Sony.
Jaws.
Slap Sony. Remember just your hand going in.
Yeah, going in judo chopping everybody, yeah.
Or the golden
the characters
gun.
Like Jaws and the man with the golden gun.
Or you actually got the golden gun in the game.
Yeah,
one bullet, but it's like one shot kill.
Yeah, it was a one hit kill.
But it's like every time you died, I had to deal with that, like the blood coming out on the screen, like James Bond started with the shields.
It was like basically the respawn fucking load.
That was a good game, and that was like so many cheats that you unlocked for doing well at the missions and doing well. You had to, like, not even doing well, like going fast. Because I had every time, if you go into a mission, I had target. If you bet that target, you unlocked the cheat.
Did you ever play Tomorrow Never Dies? Do you know that, James?
The PS1?
Yeah.
Is that the one you play poker?
James, but it's the one where Pierce Brosnan.
Is that the one you play poker now? You have to play poker to get through the game. I had it on the PS1.
No, that's not Tomorrow. That's not that one. That's probably the second one.
The World Is Not Enough.
Yeah.
The World Is Not Enough in the PS1. You have to play poker to get through the game.
That's a first person.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Tomorrow Never Dies was third person.
Oh, I remember. It was kind of like Mission Impossible on N64. Is that like third person, like camera down?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
No, well, so I don't know about the camera, but it was alright. It was decent enough.
Sorry, taking a drink. Yeah, I do remember vaguely about it now. It's kind of ringing the bell. Man, I'm getting so nostalgic here.
I know, it's
all
talking about PS1 games and shit.
We got a few more generations to go through. Like,
I'm trying to think back to all the Nintendo 64 games. Like, I used to have
Zelda. That's for me, man. Zelda.
I used to have a football game for Nintendo 64. I don't know if it was. Was it? FIFA wasn't on Nintendo, was it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
It probably was like World Soccer or World
Pro
Football.
Evolution, maybe, yeah.
I don't know. Did Konami make that? Was it Pro Evo on
PS1?
Konami,
yeah, right. It was Konami.
That's Pro Evo.
That's Metal Gear, didn't they?
Yeah.
Metal Gear 1, though.
They're geekballs now, though.
Metal Gear 1, are they?
Yeah.
Well, they're just kind of, sellouts.
Hashtag fuck Konami. It was a whole thing. We'll go into it one day, maybe. Yeah. I watched Jim Sterling video.
Silent Hill shit.
Yeah,
they destroyed it.
Treating all their fucking
slaves
and all that.
Metal Gear was a game.
It was a game.
It took me, I think it actually took me over a year, maybe 2 years, to get past the first mission on that game.
Oh, the loading screen?
No, the first mission. The first fucking mission on Metal Gear. You know when you come in through the sewers?
You have to wait for the lift to come down.
That's the loading
screen. Not a loading screen, sorry. It's the credit sequence. It was
the part with the spotlights.
Oh, the helipad, yeah. But the part before it, no one could ever get past.
I know, I got past that part. And then you make it outside.
Yeah, the helipad, yeah. Shadow Moses.
That part, I could never, because you have to crawl inside through a little fucking.
That's one way to get in. There's another way you go in through the front door.
I found that out as well eventually, like probably another 6 years fucking later. Do you know what I mean?
It's actually in the book.
What?
It's in the book. The book actually gives you a tutorial how to get past the helipad.
Are you serious?
And it shows you where all the little bits
are.
When
I was playing this, when did this game come out? Hold on.
Metal Gear, I think it was 98.
So I would have been probably about 7 or 8 playing this game, man. I could barely read. I'm from Ballymun, right? I know, less of the stereotype. But still, like,
it was a good game. Well, it's time. Like, Kojima was like, he loved film, so he tried to make a game that acted like a film. As we can see from all the cutscenes that are in his later games.
Yeah, it was good. Which one is it? Guns of the Patriots, that 4?
Oh, 4, yeah. You go back.
The last cutscene is 90 minutes.
I think, I don't think it's 90 minutes, like, but,
it's something like fucking feature length movie.
I think it's in between Act 1 and Act 2. There's like a good hour or something where you don't touch the pad again.
Yeah, that's mad.
Like, what, did you ever play number 4?
The one that's the one with all the nanobots and all.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good one.
Did you finish it?
No. I saw you finish it.
The start of Act 4, you're going back to Shadow Moses, back to the Force game.
Okay.
And as the game loads up, you play the helipad on PS1 again. And it's just no intro to it. It just plops you in and you play that part again. And it's just Snake.
Oh yeah, it's just Snake dreaming about being there. You fucking do that, I think it was.
And then Snake wakes up for a split second. He has his PS1 face on. And he goes back to his,
yeah, I saw that.
But that was like, for me, that was like, that game is fan service. I know that, but for me, it's my favorite Metal Gear game.
That one was savage.
Boy, I played that game so much inside and out. I loved it.
Can't get
big boss status now. I'm not that good, but
I liked the character riding in a boat. I didn't think they did enough for it, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm a light droid, you know what I mean?
I thought the way you play with him is completely different than the way you play with Snake, you know what
you have in number two.
Is this two? Yeah, Liberty, Sons of Liberty.
Yeah,
yeah, like it wasn't bad, but it was still a bit shit. Like,
a lot of people say Metal Gear 2 was it's a masterpiece, it's well out of its time. I'll tell you what, on another episode, if you do another one of these,
yeah,
and we go back to games, I'll talk to you about Metal Gear 2 and Metal Gear Solid, that's a broad fucking conversation in itself. And then I guarantee you at the end of it you'll be like, what?
Well, in fairness there is a lot I don't know about the game. Like, I know bits and bobs. I just love the Grey Fox in it. He was badass, man.
Do you know Metal Gear Revengeance? Which is Raiden's game that came out. It's like a Devil May Cry type game where you're Raiden.
What was it called?
Metal Gear Revengeance.
Is this the thing where you could cut anything?
Yeah, I didn't play it.
You could like slice through.
Kojima had nothing to do. Like, obviously he didn't write or that, but he loved the game. And you know the direction went in. He went to him and goes, here, I'll make you the second game and I'll write you the script and it'll be about Grey Fox. And he went, no.
What?
It's like a guy.
Are they having a fucking Kojima laugh?
Went, let's do a second game and that I'll write you a script about Grey Fox. And he said, no.
That motherfucker saved Snake.
That's what I read now. It could be wrong.
Snake would literally be dead if it was not for him. Ah, yeah. That's fucking savage, man. Why didn't they do that? Like, bastards.
That's what people do.
I don't know. Like, what? God damn. I'm going to write them an angry letter. In red ink.
All caps. I can't remember who made it. I won't even look at the phones over there.
What would you consider, though? All time, have you even got an all time favourite game?
Have I?
Yeah,
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
What is it?
Final Fantasy 7.
Really?
Yes, I know. And I know people over the list are going, oh, of course you fucking said that. It's my first introduction to Final Fantasy.
I never got into Final Fantasy.
Let me lay it out, right?
And there'll be other people that go, oh, I can't believe you fucking said that.
let me lay it out, right? It's 1997. I'm seven. And I go downstairs to my nanny's flat and my uncle's there and he's playing Final Fantasy and he's in the Shinra building fighting Rufus, which is he's about to leave Midgar, so about an hour or 2 hours into the game. But I didn't know you could name characters in it.
You can name the people
in the game.
Oh, your own
character. No one speaks in it, so you don't have to.
Except for Cloud.
Yeah, you can name Cloud. You can name everybody.
You can rename Cloud.
So Cloud's name was Jason. My uncle's name was like, wow, like, that's cool, isn't it? Like, he had your name. I wrote that. And I thought that little
thing. What do you mean you wrote it?
That little thing. So maybe, like, what it is for you, as in character customization, the early days, that for just giving a name was like, whoa. And then I asked my dad, and my dad bought it for me. And I still have it to this day inside my room. My original copy of Final Fantasy VII.
Okay.
Yeah, the second disc is scratched halfway through.
For real? I wish I still had all
the second disc doesn't work halfway through. But I got this game. And I had no idea about RPGs or how to grind or how to do that stuff and level up. I just played. And if I didn't want to do a fight, I ran away. And I was severely underleveled.
Fighting was like effort in the game.
I was severely underleveled. I can play it now.
For sake, I just want to get to that tree, man.
I can play it now. And I can just do it. I can play it back to front and not bother to me. I gave it to Evan to play. He downloaded it off my PS3 account a few years back. And he grinded in the opening. Like, so in this area, right, you're only meant to be level 7. I went, Evan was level 15 and he had 20 grand in his pocket. You're not meant to fucking do this at this stage.
No, Evan is Louis's little brother, which is like, he's like Louis 2.0 with games. So you just
Evan's me from multiplayer games.
Did you see that episode of South Park with Kenny?
Which one?
When he has to play the PS fucking...
I vaguely remember
that. What are them things? What were they called?
The PSP?
The PSP. Do you remember that episode of South Park when Kenny plays the PSP? and he dies, like, and he goes up to heaven. There's a war between heaven and hell. They need Kenny to save the war. It's basically a rip off of Lord of the Rings and Matrix, and they make a Keanu Reeves statue for him at the end.
Well, I didn't see it,
but that's fucking Evan.
Kenny dies. You have to spoil that for me.
No, it was a good episode though, in fairness. It was and the devil, I think Saddam Hussein is in it as well.
It's the devil, then obviously Saddam Hussein, and that lovers in it
still though. But that's Kenny, they give him the golden PSP. That's
Evan got the golden
PSP, having a golden fucking joypad.
But yeah, man, I had this game and I didn't know what to do, and for about, I won't joke, man, until about 4 years, I always got stuck at the same spot. And that spot was the Temple of the Ancients, right?
Mm.
And once you go in here, you're locked out. You can't leave until you finish it. And you're given a character called Arith, or Artis, whichever you want to pronounce.
Mm-hmm.
And I never used her, so she was severely underleveled. And this boss, man, he was the bane of my fucking existence. His name was Demon Guy. And he could just wipe you out. I had no idea where to get magic.
This is Final Fantasy VII. Yeah,
and every time I got here, I died. And whereas I'm 7, I'm 8, I'm 9, I'm 10, I'm crying.
This is over the years it took you this long?
And I can never do it. And 1 year, I tried it again. A little bit more.
Because you are older. I learned a little bit more. You're gonna do
and
it.
I swear to God, I was in 6th class. I remember I had made apple pie in school that day. Over in the girls' school. We used to do it every so months. They split the class up and go bake in the girls' school, the kitchen, and eating the apple pie. And I did it, and I screamed the fucking house down. 10:30 at night, choked on my apple pie. I did it. And then this game, which is my favourite game, all of a sudden I had more game to play, which I had no idea what to do. I read it in this little manual we got free with PlayStation magazines. I was I can't wait to get here and do this. I wonder what the snow village looks like. You can snowboard? Because I knew I'd look at the back of the case. You could snowboard at one point, but I never done any of it. And now to this day, it's still my favourite game of all time. Hasn't aged well looks-wise, because it's 3D polygons, the first of its kind. Kind of like from Final Fantasy.
Like Tekken. Tekken 1.
Well, not that bad now.
Tekken 1 is just blocks fighting.
Well, it's on the overworld,
blocks
it is.
Fighting, blocks.
A little bit more. Actually, I don't know, I'm probably assuming you weren't saying that. But Final Fantasy VII, my all-time favorite game, still is to this day. And you were here, man. We watched E3 years ago when they released the trailer for Remake.
Which?
Remember,
we were watching this Final Fantasy VII.
And I just sprung to the end of the chair.
Literally creamed in his
jocks. I thought words to my girlfriend to shut the fuck up because I couldn't believe it was happening. It was like, if you look up the Easy Alloys reaction to it, I was like that. A little tone down, I couldn't believe it.
Fairness, that's like me with the new Elder Scrolls, man. Although I was pissed off at that last E3.
It's just a
smelly little 2-second trailer, and I was like, oh, when is that game coming out? Like,
that's PS
2020. PS4, they said it's next gen.
They're going to get Starfield out first.
So Final Fantasy VII is your all-time favourite game.
So let me rebound the question to you. Have you got an all-time favourite game?
I was thinking it myself. That's why I asked you. But then I got sidetracked because you were telling me about this. But I don't know, man. I have an all-time favourite genre of games. I like the free-roam games, the open-world games like GTAs, Red Deads, Fallout, Skyrim.
You'd be more on the side of like RPG free roam GTA free roam.
I like both, but
you can do in the games.
Customization is key. I love customization in games.
If any of you ever add Wes as a friend and then want to hang out when playing games, don't play a game where you create a character. If you do, bring a book.
Yeah, so what? I like creating shit in games.
Oh, hang on, I gotta do the eyebrow density.
If I knew how to create my own game, I'd just do that, you know what I mean? But I can't. I'm not smart enough. I wasn't good with maths and technology. I could just play the game. Give me a job as a game tester. If anybody out there knows any jobs going game testing,
I want to do a game tester.
I'm your guinea pig right here.
Barry Batman. He was playing along with us.
I remember that. Is that to do with that?
He was up that here.
I remember him now.
We went to a Breaking Bad quiz night once, and we got put up with another team with another people to fill up tables. And the one in front was a game tester. She tested games, like she played alphas and all that.
That's a sweet job, man.
She was telling us Darksiders 2 was about to come out, I think, and the game's out now. But back then we're like, oh yeah, really? We looked at each other. I don't play fucking Dark Souls 1.
Like a game probably seems like a bit of a childish job to some people.
But like
Man,
I think I'm not sure what it is.
Getting paid to play fucking games.
You're asked to just break. Get your opinion basically.
On it. Yeah, but try and break this game there.
Like, and that's what
by playing it.
That's what Fallout 76 is meant. That's,
in fairness, I broke Fallout 4 just by building.
Because you modded the shit out of it.
No, oh, not it, the vanilla version.
Yeah, done that. The glitch. Fucking
built. Yeah, well, I glitched the limit that you can build in the settlements. I glitched that down, but still. I didn't do that in all the places and I still fucked up the game.
You barely built my. You're just building Sanctuary.
It's
Sanctuary.
Too good, right? I'm too fucking good for
Sanctuary
the game.
Was like fucking Trump Tower in the middle of Afghanistan. There was nothing around it. It wasn't this even fucking, Trump.
Yeah, well,
a literal Sanctuary.
That was deadly, man. That was fucking. It was like a block of apartments. I built my own little Ballymun flat in the game. That was cool.
Like, I still have the screenshots on my PlayStation app you sent me of your bar with neon signs and all that. And I still have your screenshots you sent me. So I might put them, if you want, I'll put them on Imgur and I can put them down in the description there so people can see what you do.
Well, that's, yeah, but they're only rough ideas now. I've built a lot better shit since.
This is pure vanilla console Wes has done now. This is now mods.
Yeah, I haven't got those images anymore. I've only got the modded ones.
But I do. They're on my message. Yeah. My conversation with you.
Yeah.
So it should all be there. So, have you got a fairy game? Are you still thinking?
I'm still thinking, in fairness, yeah. Like, the RPG game, like, obviously GTA is one of, like...
But here's the thing. Would you put a new game as your favourite? Would you think that's a disservice to your childhood games?
Like, no, because they're like, different.
Would The Witcher 3 fall up there?
Oh, yeah.
You know actually, what I mean? Like,
in fairness, that's a
Witcher 3, like, but, like,
that would be
old,
one of
like,
my favourite PS4 games.
Well, that's what people say, going, oh, I can't believe your favourite game's on this generation. Like,
all-time favourite game that I got so much enjoyment of. In the past... I don't know, man. That Jackie Chan game, though. In fairness,
we've come full circle.
back to the start.
Back to Stuntmaster.
No, but like that Jackie Chan game. In fairness, that I've completely forgot about that. But now that you reminded me of it, that I got so much enjoyment out of that game.
You
so
lent
much
me that.
Frustration as well.
You lent me that game. I asked
just
because
of that ass whooping you could give in that game was class, man.
I actually wanted that game when the PS2 was out. The PS2 was in its heyday, like in the middle of its prime. And I said, like, give me that Stuntmaster for the
Warriors. Does that count?
Warriors, I always put the Warriors up there.
Warriors is a fucking, like, one of the best.
The Warriors is very unique. There's no other game like the Warriors, though, is there? A free roam.
It's not to sound, like, sadistic, but there's no game like the Warriors where you could smash somebody's head off a wall so satisfyingly.
But it was just like, you're giving this little sandbox hub, which is small now in comparison of, you know, like, Coney Island.
Yeah.
But you could, like, every time you've done it, it's like, I don't care.
I've done this
every time I played the game, but I'm hopping out there. The hideout. I'm going left and I'm just robbing the drill to start off
with. Yeah, like it was savage, man.
I'm going across the road, I'm robbing the flash dealer.
And then
I'm going to get the sledgehammer and break up the bong shop.
It was fun, you know what I mean? It was buzzy with the games. Like with your friends, I mean.
And it did a bit justice to it. I gave a whole backstory to these characters. Like Cleon. Yeah, Cleon is gone within the first 5 minutes of the movie.
When I saw the film after I played the game.
I got it on DVD, yeah.
I didn't know about the film because it was made in the 70s, like so. I was born in 1990, if anybody...
It came out, that film spawned one of the most well-known homages, the three bottles clinking together.
Yeah, it was a savage.
Champion the Warriors,
film,
like...
Great film, but the game just topped it.
It was.
I mean?
And they wanted to do another style of it.
They remade that now.
In the 60s in England, on the seafront, there was these people, there was like bikers, kind of like ska suits and punks.
Mods. They were called mods back in the day. Yeah, people called them mods.
Were mods the punks or are they suits?
No, they were the mods. Were the ones on the scooters with the green jackets and shit.
They wanted to do
and
a
the
game.
The punks were the ones with the mohawks and the chains.
Rockstar
and spikes.
Wanted to do a game in the '60s in England, and that was the factions and the same engine as the Warriors.
No way.
Their own unique story, like GTA based.
Yeah, like GTA London.
But all over man, London it's a shame we never got
that game.
Because
there was a GTA London.
Yeah,
it wasn't
even a game. It was an expansion pack.
Really?
Yeah. And it was like, remember you put GTA 1 in, then you put GTA London in. In your PlayStation to take the discount.
The man gave you a bit of cheese grey or something like that. And then remember it was a line like that. What the fuck, man? How did that stick in my head after so many years?
That game had the fourth PlayStation 1 game I heard the word fucking because it's in the soundtrack. The song. Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto. We're talking about GTA 1. I'm going back to the old school
which
GTA.
I still have inside in a game. It's actually over there.
I'm on the GTAs now, but GTA 1. Remember the Elvis dudes? Was that in number 1 or number 2?
Number 2, but number 1. Oh no, number 1.
You ran over them. Yeah, you got
Elvis
points.
Left the building.
Yeah. And like they used to be like, and you could fucking, you could hear them. Like, there's Elvis is around.
there's a gang
and you'd be hunting them down. They'd be all walking in a line. Like, yeah.
Oh man, that was funny. But when it comes to GTAs, again, talking about favourite games, it might say if I had to get to pick a top
GTA,
five.
GTA would definitely be up there. I don't know, I don't really have an all time favourite, but like it'd be mostly all the free roaming games and like, Spider Man as well, actually, if I'm gonna pick a retro, that's a little
bit. If I give you a top five, would you put them in order, or would you say no particular order?
Put them in
pick,
order,
no,
yeah.
No, if not, because then you're gonna pick a top well, one, I but could that'd be your all time favourite. Well, so in no particular order,
be, no,
what are your
it wouldn't be my
all time
favourite, it would be my all time top favourite five. But yeah. Like there are games I think would be better. I suppose if you, I never thought about it that way.
Right,
we're gonna
I could pick. Let's go five for five. Right, I'll say one, you say one. Right. So what? No, right. For one of mine, I was now.
Right, go on. Hang on. Wait. Though, what era?
Anything? Like, no, all time favorite games of like.
Do you know what I mean? Right. Yeah, but and they can be from any
anything you
any
want.
Time, like.
It could be Flappy Bird. You know what I mean? Anything.
Flappy Bird. Oh fuck that game. Oh, don't even get me started on that shit, man.
For me,
that game.
You know my
causes problems like. What?
Final Fantasy 7, yeah. One of mine.
That's your all time.
If you got one to throw in there, I can take a
right,
guess.
Starting around people, if we start at PS1 then all time, I say.
Oh, PS1? Like, five and PS1?
Hang on, you just said Final
no,
Fantasy.
No, are we going like top five PS1s or are we going top five all time?
Well, I don't fucking know. You just said top five all time.
All time, right. You said start with PS1s. Like, right,
yeah, but that's what I mean. Right. We're just going to throw in a mixture of.
Anything
right,
you want,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, then,
three PS4s
or a mixture of brand, right, so. Number one for me then would have to be probably San Andreas.
Yeah.
And
this is me coming in with my second choice to be Vice City.
Really?
Yes.
That's your number, like, oh no, Final Fantasy is your number one.
Yeah, but like, just in no particular order.
San Andreas is my number one.
Right. Vice City is my favourite all-time GTA game. And it's in my top
really?
Five.
All-time
yeah.
GTA now, San Andreas, definitely.
Like, the soundtrack, just everything.
I
man.
Like Vice City, but
I know that map at the back of my hand.
It was good, but San Andreas beat it, man. In my opinion, so I thought.
I don't know, like, it was great, but if I were to go back and play one, it's Vice City all day, every day.
Carl Johnson, motherfucker.
You picked the wrong house, fool! You picked the wrong house, fool!
Yeah, man, I'll tell you now.
Like, it was big, it was great, it was like, the way it linked in all the other
two
characters.
Number nines! Number nine lodge! What was it?
And
number 46
soda.
With extra dip. Oh man, that was a fucking deadly game. Big Smoke. Remember that name?
What a fucker.
Nah, definitely, but Vice City was good though. Vice City, you know, the story is just. Oh yeah, it took me years to realise, but the story is just a rip off of Scarface.
It's not a rip off, it's homage in areas.
Yeah, and it, well,
the
same fucking house.
The estate is an homage
it's
to
the
Scarface.
The exact same
yeah.
estate of Scarface, like. Do you know what I mean? Even the little room with the cameras in it and all, just the Honey Montana room. You know what I mean?
And then there's, if you can find it, there's apartment. 3C or C3 and it's hidden. You can it's not in the map or anything. And it's a little apartment block you went and there's a chainsaw and a bloody battery.
Oh yeah, I found that.
At the time
I didn't get that reference. Yeah, I was just like, oh, deadly a chainsaw.
The one thing in that game I have never gotten you, and it is the Frankie T-shirt.
What the fuck is that?
You got 100% clear, and then you lock a T-shirt in the gaff and it says I completed Vice City 100%. And I got this lousy T-shirt.
No way.
But you also get unlimited health and double. Unlimited, you get double health, I think, and unlimited.
So yeah,
ammo.
You get. Well, that's all.
But it's not useless because you have to game 100%. Like,
yeah, that's one thing that always bugged me as well. Why do you always get those kind of rewards when you do everything?
Because then you can do the other things.
Unless there was like a new game plus feature where you could start a new game
just
with those upgrades.
Game,
yeah.
Yeah,
like
Resident Evil 7 gave you some great
the
upgrades.
Witcher, like the Witcher has that. Like that's what I like.
But the Witcher. You finish the Witcher at level 30, you go to new
but
game.
The
level
still,
the
level
cap goes
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's another thing. It kind of makes up for that in a way. The level cap gets raised as well as that, but still.
So, two of mine, back to you.
Right, that's two. That's
tennis.
No way.
I hit
San Andreas. What was
I hit
two?
You straight ahead with that one. Sorry,
two
I had
for
that.
Me has
I was
going to
say
Boy
City.
Two for me, definitely. Tenchu 2.
Tenchu 2.
Yeah, because I said, you could put your fucking sword away, and. You could create your own levels in that game. It was the only one where you could create your own missions.
And to
like literally build
yeah.
a map. It was
yeah.
fucking class.
And I used to love.
And you could create your own missions and all. It was revolutionary, man. It was fucking deadly.
That game sparked off my love for town building. Because I used to make towns
yeah,
and
that's
little
what
villages.
I used to,
and,
yeah, and then you'd have like little soldiers and you'd know it.
Little
that was cool, man.
Water fountains and parks. Like, I was like, wait, see, it's just two towns and a river.
And you
and
could play those missions
there.
As any character.
Yeah. And you could make any bosses out there. Yeah. The Tenchu's mentor, whatever his name is.
Oh, what was his name?
Old man.
The teacher, the sensei.
Where is it Marty? Oh, what's the sword's name?
Zoyoi. What's the name
yeah.
of the sword? Zoyoi.
Which is the name of the. It's what I said in XCOM, I said that was the name of your sword.
That was a beast of a game, man. I dressed up as him for Halloween and all one time. Ricky Mario.
Oh, Ricky Mario.
He's the main ninja.
The old man.
He just dressed up as a ninja and sprayed my hair white.
But you remember the... Remember Onikage?
Onikage and Tenchu was like... He was the main... One of the main bosses. But
we've gone back to Tenchu again.
Yeah, I know, man. Hang on. I need to stick to the fucking topic here. That was my number two, was it? Yeah.
That was my number two. Right, back to me. Then wait, I'm on three now.
You're on three now. Your number one was Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy VII.
Number two was Vice City.
Vice City.
And number three.
So, yeah, one, two. Wait, is that right?
Yeah.
But
wait, we two each. My first one was San Andreas.
Sorry, beg your pardon, yeah.
Second one was Tenchu too.
I don't know. What's coming to mind is a game I played on the PS3, Bill. 10 times I completed on the hardest, played on the PS4 about 10 times, it would be the last one.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. You just completed that game about 50 million times.
No, we're in. And you know what? I still haven't gotten every collectible in the game. I still haven't got that trophy.
Have you not?
No. Still haven't done it. When I say the hardest, I still haven't completed on ground.
Isn't there another one coming out?
Yes.
When is that?
Don't know, yeah. That's another topic a bit later on, but we'll touch on that later on. But yeah, Last of Us.
I never played it.
Loved it. Man, when you take a break from Fallout, take it off me. It's amazing.
I like the stealth element of it. I like all that stuff. That's good.
The whole thing is, it's scavenging. So you have this, like, everything is in real time. Yeah. You change weapons in real time. You build in real time.
Yeah, I get you.
So there's no pause menu to do everything.
No, you have to take, like, hide somewhere to do it.
The thing is, let's say, if you want to make it a medipack, Forsaken, it takes one alcohol and one rack.
Yeah, but it also takes if you want to make
a Molotov cocktail, that takes one alcohol and one rack.
So you have to choose.
To sacrifice. You want to go aggressive, or do you want to go
stealth, man? It'll be snapping necks.
Well, yeah, there's like choking out and all that, but then there's like the clickers and all, which you can't still kill unless you use your shiv and shiv break. But you want them shivs in harder games, because you use a shiv to open doors. And basically, when I play the game of Survivor, I get caught by a clicker, I just let the game kill me.
Why?
Because if I use a shiv, because shivs are hard to make on Survivor.
Yeah.
But they're basically.
So you're better off just trying to sneak around the motherfuckers and avoid them.
They're keys for them doors, man. Yeah. But like, I know the game inside now, I know how to do it. Like, brick, melee weapon.
You've done it on like the hardest difficulty.
Not the hardest. The hardest is ground mode, and it spanks you, it makes you as bitch.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't done it?
No,
I haven't gotten far in it.
I got halfway through. I got to, for people who play Last of Us, I got past Bill. And then I stopped.
Yeah, I don't know. That's one game I have
because,
to
my son came along. So,
yeah. he'd be playing it too, and he gets all that. He still won't get a chance to play.
He'd be playing like The Last of Us Chronicles or whatever it is, or the Lego set when it comes out when he's older.
So, yeah. Anyway, back to the list. What's your three? No, you're on three now?
Yeah, so I am Final Fantasy VII, GTA Vice City, and The Last of Us. And the tennis ball's back in your court.
The Last of Us was your three. Okay, yeah. So... Mine number what three. Oh, this is hard now, man. I don't like being put on the fucking spot.
Well, I think number two is but people are listening. Let me know what yours are. Your all time favourite. Let us know what your top five is and all that. Like,
yeah, we're interested as well. Remind me of games like Jackie Chan.
Watch your childhood game and all that. Like, just this is a conversation. My Warhammer conversation here. We're also talking to you.
Actually,
as well.
I found me number three. The Warriors. It's got to be the Warriors.
Oh yeah.
It's got to be. No, just because that's definitely because that game was fucking. Right. I don't know. It was savage. It was badass.
This is probably going to be a controversial.
What your game?
My fourth one.
Manhunt.
No. As in my choice. Call of Duty Black Ops 1.
Black Ops 1.
It's
still better than 3 and whatever the fuck else comes after that.
I'll plead my case.
Because I got the campaign, fed up after 2.
The campaign was one of the best campaigns in a Call of Duty game that ever played.
Savage, in fairness.
A-list acting from the fucking voice actors. You got fucking Gary Oldman.
Which one was...
Number one is the one.
What was the story in Black Ops? Is that the one where you go
to Vietnam?
You start out in
Cuba. Yeah, you go to Vietnam.
Reznov.
Yeah,
the Russian
brainwashed.
That was class.
So not only was that, it was also my first foyer into online multiplayer gaming. And I remember I went from Prestige 14 to Prestige 15 in one day.
Hmm.
I just fucking hardcore search and destroy. It was me. And I met some good friends. And you know, Will, Mort, Barry, Dar. We met some good friends on that game. And then zombies as well. Fucking have a game of zombies. What time
zombies,
is it? It's 10 o'clock at night. Have a game of zombies. 4 o'clock in the morning. That was a good game.
What round did we get to?
Like, oh, fucking 20. Everybody got a crawler. We had to sit there where we had to smoke and got fucking filled.
Yeah, man, I never got into that.
But that was the one. I loved that game.
It was alright.
We ended up platinum it.
I just got bored easily because it was just rinse and repeat. Like, I like the way that they added more stuff in eventually, though, to it.
Yeah.
The way all the, like, at first they were all hidden, though. You didn't.
Which?
Like, you know, all the Easter eggs and the zombie maps.
Oh, there is still, like, I know World War II changed like, a bit.
What? Why did they make it so fucking impossible to find them?
World War II has a casual Easter egg, which gives you objectives and highlights where to go. But yeah, then there's also, as well as that,
I know it's part of the challenge, but
there's still. No, but then there's the hidden Easter egg, like the old ones. So there's two Easter eggs in World War
II. That's what I mean. Like, there's no even explanation. How did anybody discover the fucking first one?
It's, you look, you know what I mean? Man, it's like it's the power of the internet and gaming.
No, I know that. Like, yeah, obviously when somebody finds out, they spread the word, but, like, that person that found out first.
No, as in they all work together and go, right, I'm over here pressing this button, I'm over here doing this.
But when the game came out, did. Who made the game? Treyarch?
Yeah.
Did Treyarch say, yeah, there's a hidden Easter egg in the game? No. But that's what I mean. Like, so how the fuck did anybody find out?
It stemmed from, I think it's, I say, it stemmed from. Shinanuma, which is the swamp map.
There was these, somebody obviously clicked something by fucking accident. Yeah,
radios you can look at. And went, people just pulled square and he made restures. Yeah, so it kind of stemmed from that and they're adding more and more.
Yeah, so it's just more of an accident.
Because Zombies itself is an Easter egg in World at War.
Oh, well, it's a mini game.
When you finish the game, you unlocked it, but no one knew about it. That was like.
Oh, yeah, actually.
If I remember right, correct me if I'm wrong, Zombies was made like.
You know, their taunting was that map.
Zombies was made in like 2 weeks.
What do you mean? The game itself?
Yeah, that's it. Let's just throw it at the end real quick. 2 weeks, bang, bang, bang. Done it up, bang. Thrown at the end.
The whole game mode?
Yeah.
Really?
Man, not even a month yet. Why? Remember what? It was just quickly threw something. The guy goes, I have an idea. Let's do it. And he did it. And he threw it in. And now it's the staple.
Were they just stuck for time? Did they have to finish it?
No, it's just, he had an idea. Go, fuck it, let's just go for it. As far as I know, that's the story. And now look, it's a fucking staple of the game. You know what I mean? They've scrapped campaign in number 4, but they've kept Zombies. And they've gone hard with it. There's time travel now with the old maps with old characters.
Hmm.
All that, like.
So, Black Ops 1 is your number 4?
Just from the story.
Number 4, really? In your top 5, Black Ops 1?
It's up there, man. Yeah, it's one of my favourites. Because also the multiplayer element.
Modern Warfare was way better than any Black Ops game,
I didn't mean, because again, maybe think about it, right?
The when story, General Shepard, that moment when General Shepard betrays you was like, what the fuck?
The story, the zombies, and also the friends we made. So it's up there for me. But yeah, General Shepard killing Ghost.
Never mind. Don't mind the friends you made. I'm talking about the games here, right? Black Ops.
Mort's gonna go, wow.
No disrespect to anybody, like, not in that way.
No, I made a lot of friends through that.
But
now I'm trying to think of number 5 is what you're talking about.
Now my number 4 is up now, man. My number 4 has probably got to be The Witcher. What am I saying? Now the fucking scrolls, man.
Which one?
Skyrim. Yeah, actually, let me.
I know we're starting up living by. Yeah,
I have to actually go. What the fuck? I literally just realized. I'm just gonna bump that up to number 1.
Skyrim.
Yeah, that's what? Number 1. Actually, that's definitely number 1. What am I thinking? Man. Because I got the most enjoyment out of that game.
We have 7 years and counting.
Well, Elder Scrolls games in general, like Oblivion, Morrowind as well, but I never played any other ones before that. Daggerfall, was that the first one?
Daggerfall was the second one.
That's the same. I never played those. Or that's number 1. San Andreas 2.
Number 1, then Tenchu.
Then Tenchu, yeah, definitely. That's number 3. And number 4 was
Warriors. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
But Skyrim, yeah, that's
again. You have to remember, hours. Skyrim is vanilla console, and we still get so much.
Yeah, like when we talk about this, we're talking about the vanilla version. I guarantee you, don't know shit about it. Compared to us, because we played it that much.
We used to make characters and sell dodgy gold rings to all the keeps and all the holes.
Dodgy rings, yeah. We were Dell boys of Skyrim, man.
We literally got iron ingots, transmuted it, made gold, and went around.
Because we are from Ballymun, we used to make a character that looked like a junkie and call him Scorbag. Basically,
he began in Oblivion.
We thought it was funny at the time, so we kept on. We continued the legacy onto another.
We're on the 6th generation of Scorbag.
Is it 6th?
Yeah, there's been Khajiit, there's been Orc, there's been Dark Elf, there's been.
Oh, they've been all different races. Yeah, so Skyrim, for anybody that doesn't know, is kind of like Lord of the Rings.
Everybody knows Skyrim.
If you know Lord of the Rings, everything. Yeah, I know, but like, well, any gamers would. Just seen a picture anybody on Reddit.
See a trackpad on a laptop.
What?
There's a trackpad, yeah?
Yeah.
There's a laptop that's like the trackpad's a HD screen. and someone got scored him to run on the fucking trackpad.
Fuck off.
God, man, it's a picture on Reddit. Scored him running on this little fucking thing.
That'd be a pain in the fucking hole, man. Oh, just those menus in the game.
Oh, they weren't playing it. They just did it because they could do it for the joke, like for the memes.
I guarantee you they still played that shit, man.
I think he said he played it for an hour and it was always hard from trying to read.
Yeah, that would wreck, man. But anyway, Skyrim is like the ultimate RPG for me, in any way. Like, I can't wait.
There's probably bigger ones out there that people like.
Yeah, probably are, yeah, I'm sure. But for, like, Skyrim was my game. That was just... Well, Oblivion, I started actually... Oh, well, Morrowind, even if you want to go before.
Never played Morrowind.
I played a bit of it on my cousin's PC. He had it on PC. I don't know if he had mods on it or not. But I just remember, I was like, oh, what's that? Because I was like, younger at the time. So he's like, Morrowind. And he showed me the game. I thought it was cool. But I didn't actually play it until I started playing Oblivion. Because I got Oblivion on the console and then he had Morrowind. So anytime I was up in his house, basically, that's when I played Morrowind. But yeah, Oblivion was... I got real into Oblivion.
I don't think we got into Oblivion as much as we did with Skyrim.
So we were younger.
But if we revisited Oblivion...
Yeah, we didn't really understand the game as much, like, I suppose.
Like being with Final Fantasy VII, now that we know a bit more and know more about the game...
Oh man, we fucking mastered that game.
Because that's old. Like, that's like all the stats and all.
Oblivion is a lot bigger as well, though. Like, in terms of your skills in the game and upgrading and... There's a lot more menus to go through.
I never forget, I was running through one of the Oblivion gates. So I know you had to close it.
Yeah.
And when an NPC talks to you, the camera will automatically lock to them and you'll spin around and they're behind you.
Mm.
And I'm going through the lava fields and all that. And all of a sudden, I lose control and the camera just was a 180. Oh, here's by Zora, by Zora, by Zora.
So a little fucking churn. That little motherfucker. But
that's what we named in Skyrim. Kind of weird now saying that, but that's what we named the annoying flag.
Basically, but that was Oblivion, wasn't it?
That was Oblivion, yeah.
Yeah, in Oblivion, there was like a combat arena that you could go to in the game and you could compete. And if you became the champion, this little kid character in the game
called
Annoying Fan, and basically comes up and fucking melts your head, I swear to God. But he says the same shit over and over again.
Bayazura. It's the grand champion.
It's like a fucking, it's like saying Holy Jesus kind of thing.
Oh my god.
We literally, remember we used to get him to follow us up to the tallest peak in the game and we'd then save the game. Shoot an arrow into his face.
I looked online, man. Apparently, fly off
the cliff. That was, I'd say everybody done that.
Yeah, that was the thing everybody did.
That's crazy. And we didn't even know that people did that. Like, he must have been that annoying.
Yeah.
He was a motherfucker.
If we ever do play it again, we have to rename.
Why?
I can't call him Charlie.
Charlie is your son's name. Yeah, that's a bit... Well, we can't rename him, man. It's Charlie.
I suppose.
Charles. We call him Charles.
That's his fucking name,
Brett. Oh, for fuck's sake, man. But like, I don't know. Cheesy.
Well, yeah, we should go back and I reckon we should revisit Oblivion one day. We should.
We should probably. But like, I don't know, I think we're gonna be a bit disappointed.
I don't know.
I think we are.
Well, we never know until we try.
Right, so anyway, back to the list. So Skyrim was I put that as number one.
Yeah, so you have four, yeah.
Right, now you're on five.
Oh, my final, last and final.
So you're number one, right? Final Fantasy was number one.
Final Fantasy VII.
Number two.
Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Number three.
Is...
What was number three?
Oh, God.
What the fuck was number three? We are sleeping bags. Heck, we don't know. What was your number three?
It wasn't Black Ops.
It was, yeah. It was Black Ops 1.
Black Ops 1.
Yeah, wasn't it?
No, that was four.
That was four?
Yeah. Well, Last of Us, Jesus.
The Last of Us,
yeah, it's that one. It's one we top five.
I can't fucking remember it.
Number five would have to be, and I went, The Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past.
Is that the original one?
That's the one, no, it's the one for, it's the one on Super Nintendo. It's the third one in the series.
Oh, wait. Legend of Zelda.
Link to the Past. I watch so much now. People have randomizers online. And
the original thing just reminds me of Pokemon games.
Jesus Christ, I should have put Pokemon in top five.
Fuck off.
Pokemon
Blue. Serious, man?
Jeez, yeah, man. Really...
Now, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed Pokemon when I was a kid, but not in
your DRPGs,
top, all-time top
five. Holy shit, man. Are you still, man?
Nah, man.
Hell no. I catch them all. I nearly caught them all. Oh.
I caught Mew. I was happy enough with that.
Mew.
That was about it. And then once they started making more than 150, I was like, fuck.
Yeah, no. Well, I did play Gold. I played Silver.
It was like South Park. I got Shoe.
Chip Pokemon.
That was a good episode, but that's exactly what it became like. They were just literally making Pokemon out of fucking everything.
Did you ever hear that?
Let's just base a Pokemon off.
Did you ever hear a Pokemon go boy in a scramble?
Lamp. I don't know. What?
Did you ever hear a Pokemon sounds like going boy in a motorbike? Mew.
You tick. Right, so is Pokemon in your top four?
No,
now?
But no. It's honorable.
It'd be in your top 10.
It's an honorable mention. Right?
It'd be in your top 10.
It's a
childhood game. If we were doing a top 10, yeah, it'd be in your top 10.
Childhood mention. Honorable mention, childhood game.
All right. Number five now for me. Right, so hang on. What was my number one was Skyrim. Number two, San Andreas. Number three, Tenchu. Number four, the Warriors. And number five. That is a tough one, man. That is actually a fucking tough one.
It's like, I believe you haven't said one yet. Like,
what?
Fallen.
What? What? Oh, yeah. Well, in fairness, I put that in me. I know, yeah. Yeah, I'll put that as five. Okay, you're right.
You got For Honor. You went straight back to Fallout.
No, I was actually going to put Fallout as number one originally, but then I was like, well, there's other games that I've played in the past that are probably, like, if you want to talk about time played,
yeah, well,
like,
yeah,
the time, hours spent.
Skyrim is at the top.
Skyrim and Fallout are the top two.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll put Fallout as number four. Maybe I'll keep it as number five, yeah. But just because of, in terms of the joy that I've gotten from the other games has been, because I never forget, do you know when San Andreas, like, you know when you were discovering a new part of the map, remember that sense of adventure you got, like, you know, it was like fucking going on holidays or something, you know what I mean? It was like, oh, what's over here, what's in this shop,
what's all doing this, or fun,
who's
new
this
games?
Guy,
like,
bang, shoot the head,
you can rob gaps, you can play pool,
yeah,
you can,
like, do you remember that? That was, I'll never forget the enjoyment I got out of that map.
That, like, San Andreas is a whole special place in my heart. For 2 weeks straight, me and my dad, up till like 2 a.m, looking for a Bigfoot in Chilead, and didn't exist.
Bigfoot, oh fuck, that
didn't exist. Now, again, they put him in number five as like a.
I did actually, and no joke, man. I spent about 2 to 3 hours walking around fucking Mount Chilead in that game.
And the ghost cars, the cars down the hill, and I remember playing it right, and
it just ended in a police rampage.
I remember being on the side of the mountain, and a little duster fucking flew in the front, crashed right into me.
Oh yeah,
little AI thing just rammed me in half. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Was that on Chilead?
Yeah.
I think that's supposed to, like, I think that's like a little.
That was random, just like the AI and just
I remember something happening like that to me before. There's some weird shit though in that game as well.
Right.
It's big.
What I will say is, me and Wes are going to go for a quick break. For you, this is going to be instant, but for us, it's going to be about 10 minutes because we need a wee. So we will see you in a millisecond. And just like that, we're back in the room.
And we have tea. Mugs of tea.
So we just finished off now on our top fives each.
No, did I give my top five? Or did I give my number five?
Yeah, you put Fallout in.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah, I did. Right.
Speaking of Fallout.
Speaking of.
We have Fallout 76 coming out.
Yeah.
What's your hype level like that now?
I'm looking forward to it, but like, I don't know, man. Like, when we were talking about it before, you were saying, what was it, that there's a lot of that pay to play shit and all.
It doesn't look like it's pay to play in it, but it's, there's no humans in it. You know what I mean? The only other humans are
human. No, I like that about it, because they said that it was basically, because it's only in the beginning of the people leaving the vaults and stuff after the war, that running into humans, they wanted to make it special, so the only other humans you meet are other players.
I understand that, but
which I think is pretty good, you know what I mean? Because if you hear somebody, it's going to be like, oh,
well, quest givers are all like robots and these new ghouls which can use weapons and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, that's all right, that's fucking quests, you know,
but
what
it's,
I mean?
Online only.
Yeah, well, that's
so it won't be your traditional Fallout game.
It'd be like, I'm imagining it'd be kind of like Elder Scrolls Online, but with the Fallout engine.
You just sold that. Like, you bought that for a week.
That was
sold
shit
it.
Because Elder Scrolls fucking, that wasn't an Elder Scrolls game. And I understand that because they had to obviously tweak it for online play, but I don't like that. Fallout might be different though, because it's a different style. It's not,
I don't know.
It's not fantasy, like, it's themed. Just, it's nuclear war kind of theme, you know, Fallout theme.
I just don't know about it. I'm on the edge. I was against it, then I watched the NoClip documentary on it, and then I was back on board.
Yeah,
it.
Same.
But then I realised, no, I don't want to pay 70 quid for the game. I need a 60 euro subscription for it to play online.
60 euro for the year, man. That's,
but still, you need that to play the game.
So what?
4 years down the line, the servers go off.
A lot of other games.
4 years down the line, the servers go off, say. Fallout 76 doesn't exist anymore. You can't play it. 70
well,
quid gone.
That's what, can you really see that happening, though?
Just games that have gone. Really? Metal Gear 5 hasn't got online anymore.
No, but that's Metal Gear. I'm talking about Fallout here.
Metal Gear 5?
Comparing it, yeah, I know. Metal Gear was big.
Online gone.
Yeah, but like, it's not so, compared to Fallout now.
But, like, if you get an online game and the servers go off, you can't go back in time and play it. If I want to play Zelda, 20 fucking 5 year old game over there, I can. But I can't play Fallout 25 years now if I wanted to. Like, oh, I mean, I used to love playing.
Well,
you can't
play 76.
Yeah,
but you can play other Fallout games.
What if that becomes your favourite Fallout game?
It's hardly going to be my favourite.
But what if it's, you don't
because it's only. No, it won't be. It definitely won't be. Because the online element always.
You can build anywhere.
Has limits, you know what I mean?
You like, build anywhere.
Yeah, I know that, but like, you can't. Technically, you can, but you can't. Because if you're in a squad with like five other people and they're like, right, come on, we're going into it. Be like that Leroy Jenkins motherfucker. So, where is he? What the fuck? Yeah, hang on, lads, I'm just over here building this house. You know what I mean? I'll be in with you now in a sec. Hold on, just let me place this fucking mug on the table. Because I'm a fucker for decorating shit and all, you know what I mean?
Leroy Home Improvement.
Instead of running in, I'll be stalling, you know what I mean? Hang on. And then just while you're waiting, he's to be in the middle of waiting and I'll just go, right, fuck it, let's go, man. And then I'll go over Leroy Jenkins, just run in, you know what I'm saying?
So you go from Stalin, you go being Joseph Stalin.
And I wouldn't do that, but like, mortar. Still, it'd be different. I wouldn't be able to build the same way you can build in Fallout 4 because getting the resources, the money you need, all that shit is going to be much harder to do. You're going to have to grind at the game earn that shit.
If there was a free beta, I'd enjoy it so I can give it a shot to see what it's like.
But there
it's
is.
Not, it's not, it's a pre-order beta.
Oh, I thought you said if there was a beta.
And it's meant to be, if you pre-order the game, you get access to the beta. And at that, it's selected access.
What do you mean? Like, as in, so basically, if you pre-order that game, that's the only way you get into the beta, but there's still a chance you mightn't be picked to get into the beta.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what they said, it's on
a special list, like.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
So it's a bit shitty.
In fairness, though, pre-ordering the game is the same as buying it.
Yeah, but like,
so, you know what I mean? It's just, you're basically just giving yourself a chance to be on it. For the same price as the game, which isn't that bad, but it's the price you're paying.
I don't know.
Well, it depends. If you pre-order, put a fiver down, put a tenner down. You're still on that list.
It's on PlayStation.
Maybe
Store.
The people.
It's PlayStation Store.
Do you know what I reckon?
You have to pay fully up front.
Yeah, that's what I was just gonna say. If you pay the game fully off, you probably get prioritized on that list or something like. Fuck that though. See, this is why I'm kind of put off by Fallout, like a little bit, the 76 thing.
Well, bar
all
76,
this money shit fucking does me head in.
Is there any other, like, you just had E3 there last month, did any other game pop up that you're hyped for, like can't wait to get your hands on it?
Well, Red Dead, obviously. Do you know what I mean?
Wasn't that E3?
Wasn't
but
it?
That is, like, we know about
it. What was that E3? I can't.
Spider-Man with The Last of Us.
Yeah, Spider-Man, obviously. I didn't play the first The Last of Us, so I have to get into that first. No. Well, I am looking forward to it. Or Spider-Man, definitely.
To make Wes go, yeah, I want to play that. Ghost of Tsushima.
Ah, is that Samurai game that's coming out? Is that definitely happening, though? Because I only heard rumours that.
No, bro, there's a whole fucking gameplay thing about E3.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Did we watch this? Did I see this?
No, you didn't watch it, no.
No.
You didn't watch the Sony conference. So you didn't see the Spider-Man thing,
either. I need to see that, man. And is it, as you said, open world, samurai,
it
feudal
looks open
Japan
world.
Type of shit? Like,
yeah.
Yes. I have to do that. I have to get that game.
I had to watch that as well. There was that as well. Like, Spider-Man's up there for me for hype.
That's number one, definitely. Like, that's at least in the top three.
Samurai fucking fantastic with that game. Like, the stuff that they're showing. Yeah.
It better not be disappointing. Like,
it looks like an Arkham game in a good way. Is the combat system. And
is it back to, it's obviously like this like open world city type of. Yeah, that's beast.
Peter Parker, the whole thing, like,
yeah, and you're saying there's all the different customization shit now, like the outfits and all,
and your body can be like your stats and all can be upgraded. And
oh, can they?
Yeah, like your boy moves. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like,
fucking get that game.
Okay, like
you could do that in the old one,
like The Witcher. You get your stats.
Yeah,
done.
But you could in was it Spider-Man 2 for the PS2?
I can't remember. That's probably combo system, was it?
It was like you could upgrade your combos.
But this is like you get like the web bomb to take out training, like a kind of thing, like. Or like faster web shooting, like
like perks and upgrades. Yeah,
but get new actual moves for what you can use.
I'm looking forward to that. No, but what's the story with this Ghost of Tsushima thing though?
This better be like the
redemption.
What they showed was there was no HUD on the screen, so it was just nothing. It was just a game.
Yeah.
And then
most games are going to go.
Apparently, what they showed
now
was only a side mission, but it looked like a main story game. This main story.
Really?
Yeah, but this was apparently only a little side mission.
And is this
it looks
PS4?
On the same, yeah. Looks on the same level as the depth that Witcher 3 side missions went on.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you just go down a tangent with these well acted and well scripted things.
Yeah.
This looked like a main story, and apparently went out, no, this is only a little side mission.
No way. We need to watch this. I need to see this shit now.
But another game that I didn't know, and now even more hype for it since I've just finished the first one, is Resident Evil 2.
It's being remade. What the like the PS1 Resident Evil 2 was being remade
completely from the ground up in the Resident Evil 7
engine. Raccoon City?
Yeah.
No way.
So it's now an over the shoulder kind of like,
it's not the same gameplay, like
not the same gameplay,
it's like the Resident Evil 4 gameplay,
like in a way, but it's more smooth, it's more fluid, you know what I mean? It's more like, and it's dark, you have to use your torch and all. It's the same, it's like again, take 7 shots to take a zombie out. So you have to preserve them bullets and all that. And
well, that'd be good. That'd
they
be
constantly good. Come in through the windows. So if you clear the zombies, if you clear an area, it won't be cleared again. They'll just come
respawn.
Right. They'll just, yeah, but they won't just respawn and they'll reappear. You'll see them just burst through the window.
That's fuck. Why though? That's bullshit.
Because what's going on in Raccoon City? So the whole thing, you're this constant.
Well,
threat.
I suppose this whole this
the constant threat of zombies.
Yeah,
is there,
it's
like,
overrun with zombies. Look. But that's, do you not even get a minute? You know what I mean? Like, lads, just let me loot this box over here.
Well, I'd say, like, loot boxes.
Stop coming through the fucking window.
I said that won't be real time. I said, well, never know. It could be. They could take that extra step towards, like, to pick your moment.
Well, I just have no patience with shit like that. You know what I mean?
Well, I can't wait for that. Like, after playing number one and finish a trip, I'm hyped for this now. I've never played two. I know the story, iffy kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I love the playthrough and just learning.
That's the one where Leon, is it?
Leon and Claire,
yeah.
And then Ada, and then Hulk and Tofu. And
yeah, that was a good one, actually. Yeah.
The tease on VR, Mr. X, the big fella, the trench coat, the top
one. When number 4 came out, the change of gameplay, I wasn't into that. I didn't like that one.
That's where we started with them. No, I'm trying to think now, were there any other games that came on E3 that I know you'd be hyped for?
On E3?
Yeah, because you only watched the Bethesda one with me, didn't you?
No, yeah, I missed the E3.
Cyberpunk 2077.
That's I saw a bit
Project
of
Red's new thing.
Yeah, I'm open not see world. The whole futuristic thing. I'm not too keen on.
That's an open world.
I'm more into
person.
The fantasy, or I don't know, shooters. You know what I mean, and stuff like that.
It's in the same timeline as The Witcher.
What is
Cyberpunk 77?
What do you mean? Like it's in the same universe, kind of thing.
Yeah, do you remember when you find Ciri in Witcher 3?
Yeah, she says she went to this forum. I think I know where you're getting at.
But that stuff was
shown. She says she visited a foreign place. That's like a reference to Cyberpunk.
This stuff,
is
in the trailer for Cyberpunk. Yeah, and the whole thing, like people with.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
That's like.
I thought she was just referencing Earth.
Sort of though. I thought like flying things or airplanes.
Yeah,
and
that's what I.
The things, they have the voice stuck to their heads, like, oh, it's just a mobile phone.
Yeah.
But no, it's actually in Cyberpunk, they have these like Google Glass things that are just stuck on them. Like,
right, okay. Yeah, well, in fairness, The Witcher is full of Easter eggs like that, and
references, all little things, and loads of them, and all that. Yeah, just like it's just a snatch Easter egg in The Witcher in the Fight Club.
Like, the character's name,
gorgeous,
gorgeous George,
or something like that. Yeah, and
Taylor Durden. His name is Durden, and he's a tailor.
And
he's the champion you fight.
What's your man's name? It's not Bricktop. It's like Claytop. Claytop.
Yeah. He asks you to rig the fight and all. Yeah, in the mission.
In order,
that was a good old game, that Witcher, man. I liked that. It was great. The voice acting in that game was fucking class.
Yeah,
it was unreal.
Really good, man.
A fair play to the dude that played your man Geralt, the main character, like the character that you are in The Witcher. Boy. Because his voice is, you have to be kind of real, because basically Witchers in the story of the game, Witchers go under these mutations, and that's why they become Witchers. They're like superhumans, but they also lose all their sense of emotion. So like if you're taught, have to do a speech,
doesn't stop them getting fucking randy.
You have to do
it?
A voiceover, you know what I mean? You have to kind of, yeah, like you can only show very hints of emotion, and he does it well, like throughout an entire fucking game. That's hard to do, like, you know what I mean? That's,
tell you what, remember I said I talked to you about Metal Gear 2 and blow your mind with that? Comes up in Metal Gear 2.
What do you mean?
Having to hone your performance in a certain way.
How?
I'm forgetting it to an hour because it'll be a good like 40 minute conversation, but we'll bring it up in another episode. We'll slot it in somewhere, right?
But what, yeah, well, just what is it though? And
like, it's to do with the corner.
The corner in the one you talked to on the fucking headset thing?
Yeah. Well, I'll leave it at that, but I'll go through it. But the thing about The Witcher as well, I remember we were talking earlier on, before we started doing this, about like piracy. I was talking to Evan about it actually. Some games put in anti-pirate measures to try off playing the game.
Yeah. For anybody who hasn't played this game, if you're a PS4, or Xbox, just play The Witcher 3.
Yeah, play it's class.
I never played actually the other two, where I read up on the
story. For an Xbox, you can play the second one through backwards compatibility.
But it's you don't even need to play the previous two games. You can it's a savage game.
It'll tell you what happens during it. But in number 3, there's an anti-porting measure in. So you know, like Witcher 3, you can get down a jiggy with certain girls in it. So you can ride mutts.
It's kind of weird.
But there's a whole cutscene, and Geralt does the same two moves. He's very very vanilla when it comes to sex. there's not really to him. But
yeah, it is fucking
if
weird.
You port the game and play it,
fucked up, man.
If you port the game and play it, the woman model will change to an old fat hag.
For real.
And I had Gartland Stars and banging it.
That's fucked up. I don't know about that. I don't want
big droopy ditties and all.
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah, you're putting people off the fucking game now.
Wins holding.
No, it is. It's, you're basically a monster hunter in the game, but it's good. It's kind of like fantasy. Lord of the Rings mixed in with fucking, I don't know,
like,
Mass Effect in terms of the choices that you made.
Yeah, in a way, yeah. Except that's a better ending than Mass Effect altogether.
Well, it has three different endings, main endings, and anyway, the game
each one's better than Mass Effect.
I never got stuck into Mass Effect. Now.
Got the trilogy.
Well, I'm not really an Xbox person now myself, but because that was mainly Xbox, wasn't it?
I was on the PS3. I bought the trilogy.
Was it?
I played the first one. Apparently, the second one fixed everything in the first one.
Yeah, but I like that. I did like the
because they all link together.
Does it custom? Does
save carries over each game?
Yeah, I know. I heard about that. Like, but that's what I like about it. That's actually what I was going to say. Is what one of the things was the choice, the options you had, and that's pretty sweet. But again, I just wasn't into that whole futuristic thing. So.
Yeah, well, that is pretty futuristic. Good lore on it as well. So, I can't think of any other titles or anything else that we can get hyped for. We look at the trailers.
That are coming out.
We look at the trailers again.
Red Dead is definitely a game, you know what I mean? Yeah. Red Dead Redemption, man. That's going to be fucking...
As long as you don't fuck her up. As long as you don't make a very fucking microphone.
What do you reckon the online is going to be like? I have a feeling Red Dead Online is basically going to be GTA 5 online.
I hope just not.
I hope
they're gonna do it. He made $1 billion off them shark cards and fucking paid and win.
I guarantee they will do it. I'm telling you now, Rockstar's definitely
gonna people
do
going it. Around with fucking unicorns and fucking cars instead of horses.
Me and you and wouldn't buy them, but there are people that would.
Just wait for one of our mates to get
kids and shit like that, and you know what I mean, stuff like that. So they will do it.
The only reason we play GTA Online now and enjoy it is because one of the lads has a hacked account and has like 13,000 trillion quid.
Fucking Mr. Bourne's money.
He's a fucking Rothschild online, he is.
Yeah, well, there's loads of people that have it, but we're just fortunate enough
to have one friend who plays the game still to this day.
He has all the shit.
So,
we're GTA bums.
So, nice one, Dean, for that.
Yeah,
for letting us play with your cars and your nightclubs.
Oh, man. That game, but that pisses me off though. The way you need, even without the shark cards and all, you don't earn enough money in the missions and stuff that you do on the online on that thing.
No.
To make up the, you know what I mean? The stuff is like cost about $3 million and you're earning like 50 grand in a mission.
We still haven't got the tank. We still got the fucking Rhino, and that's been out for 5 years.
Well, we got that through the. No, I actually don't have that one. Do I? I have that other tank, the new one.
Tank. You know what I bought? I bought the Vice City car, and that was it. I spent all my money on that.
Yeah. Fuck GTA for a while, man. It's just, it makes you feel broke. Like, I already feel broke in real life half the time. Do you know what I mean? I don't need to feel broke in a fucking game. Fuck that shit.
It's
all about the new games now. When it comes to new games, it's all about the battle royales and shit.
Everything has a fucking battle royale, though.
I know.
The battle royale is what I'm into.
H1Z1 and all. Do you know what I mean? But like, in fairness, the Fortnite have that new thing, that 50v50 game.
For a while, but they keep bringing that back, yeah.
It's actually not bad, because you get more time to run around and kind of scavenge.
I'm not mad for
then,
Fortnite.
Then, like, 50, if there's still 50 on 50 on each side, they all have to go into a small circle. And it's
happen.
All out fucking... No, it does happen, man. I've played a few games where there's been at least about 30 survivors on one team and maybe 25 on the other, and you'd meet in a small circle, and like in the likes of one game we met in that fucking... What's that map? The city on the map in Fortnite.
The Tilted Towers?
That's the one, yeah. Everybody had to go there, and it was just fucking all out war in the place. And it was good crack. Do you know what I mean? It was better than scavenging for 2 hours,
like
having to run away
from
the storm and then get shot in the head.
The game's gone mainstream now, as in, like, people who play the game are, like, sharks at the game. They're
in fairness, that is.
You need to build the place.
You know, there's,
game,
there's motherfuckers, people, parents are apparently, paying people to teach their kids how to play Fortnite better.
I don't know, I bet you it's coaching,
against Americans, but I just have a feeling this is in America.
Probably is, yeah.
Unless there's people doing it here. If there is, what the fuck?
I'm trying to bank on that YouTube and Twitch money.
God love you. No offense to anybody's kid, but how useless is a child to get to pay somebody to teach them how to play Fortnite? Well, can they not do nothing else? Are they not good at football or something? Go out and do a sport, you know what I mean? For fuck's sake.
Still going to time, don't try and push it on them.
Play Fortnite, but Jesus Christ, that's taking it a bit far.
I've got a Fortnite skill.
Well, that's silly. I have a.
And for homework, we're going to build a trap.
I have a diploma in Fortnite, okay? You don't even know. I can build a house in 2.83 seconds. Fuck's sake, I don't know, man. Like, it's a buzzy game, but still, like, yeah, it's just, that's just taking it.
Nah, delete. I kept updating those.
H1 as well. H1, I got sick of H1, Z1. Yeah, I don't mind playing that 50v50
team. We've got a watered down version of the PS4. Again, we're console players. We're not online. We're obviously missing out on like more superior versions of these games.
What, PC?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Obviously, but... H1, man, I just prefer... I know you can hook joypads up to PCs and stuff, but I just prefer... Console.
You still get better with people with fucking mouse and keyboard will win it every time.
Well, that's yeah, quicker fucking reactions with a mouse in your hand.
Better when it comes to Twitch shit as well.
But still, like, I don't know. H1 as well, that I just got sick of that game.
Same. Right. To stop us going over and going into the 2 hour territory.
Yeah. Been waffling away long enough now, I think.
Thanks for listening to us.
Yeah, cheers.
On our little break there that only lasts a second for you is we're kind of buzzing. Here we are, we went on to our phones there and seen us all giving support and looking forward to when asking for our links and all straight away.
So for all the nice comments,
yeah, I was buzzed
whatnot and cheers.
My original idea for this was to just keep talking about games, but
but if you have any ideas for topics or
we'll keep it simple. If you want us to go on about films or music or whatever, we'll go on to it. Don't ask to talk about like the fucking elections or elections.
Oh, good luck. About Donald Trump and all that shit.
Let's just keep
end up going into conspiracies and this will just turn into bleeding Alex Jones or some shit. Like, fuck that.
Fortnite is making the frogs
good
gay.
Topics, you know what I mean? Like stuff that people know about. Anybody, even like stuff like
that. Stuff that you want the heroes talk about.
Ballymun. We could talk about Ballymun. No.
But yeah, let us know. Whatever this is on, I'm going to put it on YouTube. If I can find a podcast like to put on, I'll show it up on that
please
too.
Please like and share it away, obviously.
Yeah, honestly. If you liked it, let me know. Let us know what you liked it. If you didn't like it, let us know what you didn't like about it and how we could improve on it. So, it really means a lot to us.
And thanks so very much again.
I think that's with that, we're going to go, are we?
We are indeed.
We still don't have a name for this podcast yet.
anybody have any catchy names?
Yeah.
Throw something out there.
Well,
nothing too insulting, please.
Yeah.
Anyway, right.
And with that, we will say goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
Peace out.